Hello?
I'm calling on behalf of Meds for Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in the area.
Okay.
Okay. How many children do you have living with you and attend kindergarten through 12th grade in the school coming year?
Oh, does K-0 count?
How many kids do you have, sir?
Well, you said that are in kindergarten, right, through 12th grade.
Exactly.
All right. So I'm asking you, does K-0 count as kindergarten? It's like pre-K. Pre-K
yeah.
Count.
I guess it does. Yes, it does.
Okay. If
so
pre-K
what, right?
counts, and if pre-K counts,
pre-K,
then
pre-kindergarten. Kindergarten, as long as it's kindergarten, it counts, sir. Now,
I can't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
Which of the following best describes the school of your child attends this coming school year? One of the district public schools in Boston? A charter school? Is it a public school outside of Boston? A private school? Homeschool?
It's a public school in Boston.
Public school in Boston. Inside of Boston, right?
Yeah.
What's your age, sir? Can I have your age?
I'm 37.
37? How do you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary?
Man.
How would you describe your race?
Black.
Black?
Thinking
specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grade is your child entering this fall?
Hold on. Tessa's going to be in K-1, right?
Kindergarten?
He's going to be K-1, yeah.
Okay. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 1-3 schools serving the city of Boston overall. How satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with Boston public school system? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Can you say it again?
As a reminder to the Boston public school system, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied? Somewhat satisfied, okay.
Yeah.
Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school? A, B, C, D, F?
Yeah, B. B. Yeah, as in Bravo.
How about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, F?
Oh, based on my knowledge, I would probably give it a C.
Sounds good. Thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, or F?
Probably a B.
As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transferring...
Well, actually, I'm sorry. I'll give her a C.
A C? Okay,
we'll
go back and change that to a C. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transferring the lives of all children through extraordinary teaching and would like in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is Boston Public School System living up to their commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all.
Somewhat well.
As you may know, the Boston Public Schools, that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, How well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all?
Very well.
If you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, pick up to your top two, parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, the BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other group?
Parents.
Thank you. How engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged?
Somewhat engaged.
Next, how engaged would you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your children's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged?
Say that again.
Next, how engaged would you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged?
Oh, very engaged.
As a parent of a student in Boston public school systems, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? And would you say you strongly or somewhat agree or disagree? The Boston community I receive from Boston public school systems are easy to understand. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Is that within the school, or is this like...
Within the Boston Public School System.
School system.
Yeah,
if it's the system, then I would disagree.
Disagree? Is that strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Yeah, I think I would somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, okay. Next question. How concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
What's the middle one?
Somewhat concerned, not too concerned.
Oh, yeah, I'm somewhat concerned.
How concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned.
Not too concerned.
Does your child's school offer after-school sports or not? If yes, would you say that they offer enough to too much or the right amount? Not offered not enough, offer the right amount, or offer too much?
I don't think it's offered.
Okay, so I got to select not, okay, so it's not offered. Right?
Yeah, it's not offered. Yeah, it's not offered.
Does your child's school offer extracurricular like arts and music or not? If yes, would you say that they offered not enough, too much, or the right amount, not offered, offered enough, offered the right amount, offered too much?
Oh, not enough. They don't offer it enough.
Not often enough. Next question. Does your child have an individual education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, so would that be yes or no?
Does our kids have a what? No, IEP?
Yeah, it's called an individualized education plan.
Wait, hold on. Does Tesla School have an individual education plan? I don't think so. No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next question. Does your child receive services for English language leaders, sometimes called ELL?
Yes, so. Oh, ELL. No, no, they don't.
You don't? So that would be no, right?
Yeah, that would be no.
For the next few questions, please think about your kindergarten child. Looking ahead for when your kindergarten child will attend high school, would you say you are satisfied with the options available to them in the Boston Public School or not? Very satisfied or not satisfied?
Not satisfied.
What are the main things that are important to you in thinking about high school option for your kindergarten child? So what are the concerns that you have?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Well, it's like Boston. I'm not from here. I just recently moved here, but it seems like there's this weird obsession with everybody going to Boston Latin School. It's like there's no other school other than Boston Latin School. If your kid goes to any other school than Boston Latin School, then they're a failure. So there's this weird obsession with just that school. There needs to be more specialized schools in the city of Boston so that there's not a weird obsession with just one school. Because all the parents think that if their kid doesn't get into that school, then they're doomed forever.
Okay. That sounds good to me. Thank you. Many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider choosing a high school for your kindergarten child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as state-of-the-art communication space like Boys and Girls Clubs? Yes or no?
No, they need to go to school. They need to do it in person.
So that would be a yes or no?
That'll be a no.
Okay. Thinking about a high school for your kindergarten child, how appealing would you each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you are answering, please assume there is no cost for the few for the new school. Here goes question number one, okay? Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways like presentations or projects, not just tests. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
That's very appealing.
Very appealing?
Mm-hmm.
Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
That's not too appealing.
Not too appealing? Next question. Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, not at all appealing.
That's very appealing.
Very appealing. Next question. Gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing.
Somewhat appealing.
Somewhat appealing? Allows my child to move at their own pace. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
Somewhat appealing.
Somewhat appealing, okay. Thank you. The last few questions are for special purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Next question. What is the last year of school that you have completed? 11th grade, high school, graduate, some college? Some college for 2 years or more. Some college graduate, bachelor's degree, master's degree courses, master's degree, MBA or law degree, PhD or MD?
PhD or MD.
Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25,000, 25 to 35, 35 to 50,000, 50,000 less than 75,000, 75 to 100, 100 to 150,000, 150,000 or more.
Yeah, it's that one, the last one.
Over 150,000 or more, right?
Yeah.
Sounds good. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you very much for your wonderful day.
All right, good luck, man. I know these things are hard.
Thank you, Freddie. Have a good one.
All right, Juan.
Why do you have to